is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Damyabanda Black. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted all Indian people living in the country and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu. In a social media post, the president said that these festivals symbolize the rich cultural heritage of the country and showcase unity in diversity. She asserted that these festivals also provide opportunities to express gratitude to our farmers for their tireless hard work. President Murmu wished that this holy festival brings happiness and prosperity to the life of every person. Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh has urged banks to simplify loan processes to support farmers and women entrepreneurs. He was speaking at the inauguration of Entrepreneurship Development Conclave 2025 themed Empowering Entrepreneurs Transforming Livestock Economics in Pune yesterday. In his address, Rajiv Ranjan Singh highlighted the role of animal husbandry in rural economic development, the need for FMD vaccination programs to achieve FMD Mukt Bharat, and the creation of 9 FMD free zones, including Maharashtra. He encouraged for greater participation in government entrepreneurship programs. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has said that India will develop when the Northeast develops. Northeast will develop when Arunachal develops. Arunachal will develop when its villages develop, and villages will develop when women of the villages develop. Mr. Khandu said this after opening the Saras Fair in Itanagar yesterday. On the occasion, he expressed happiness that the efforts towards making SHG members into Lakhpati households is flowing down in a systematic manner. Mr. Khandu further informed that the state government has further identified 29,000 potential SHG members whose capacity building has started so as to make them Lakhpati Didi. On the occasion, the Chief Minister also launched the Handloom, Handicraft, Crochet, Knitting and Embroidery Cluster Initiative under the ARSRLM to support rural artisans engaged in weaving, crochet, knitting, embroidery and handicrafts. The three-day Barak Festival 2025 of KRC Foundation, which promises many opportunities with multiple launches, was concluded in Silchar, Assam yesterday. The festival was packed with various activities such as live painting, any cultural fest, think tank conclaves, multiple competitions and film showcasing. During the festival, Silchar HAM Radio Club was launched, supported by Tripura HAM Radio Club and Halflong HAM Radio Club. Another attraction of the festival was the launch of Adventure Sports and Disaster Management Force, where research and resource development activities shall be undertaken. The District Disaster Management Authority, Kachar, has collaborated with the KRC Foundation for these initiatives. Another think tank activity undertaken during the festival was the River and Climate Conclave, where the Institute of Bioresources and Sustainable Development, IMFAL, has collaborated with KRC Foundation to further the initiative to do research and investigation on River Barak. In a landmark achievement for Meghalaya, the state has launched its first state-owned university, Captain Williamson Sangma State University, marking a significant step towards its educational and developmental journey. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma formally inaugurated the university on Monday at Balagre Southwest Garo Hills. The university, named after Meghalaya's founding Chief Minister Captain Williamson A. Sangma, reflects its visionary leadership and lifelong dedication to education as a transformative force. With this milestone, Meghalaya addresses a long-standing aspiration, creating a hub for higher learning and innovation to empower the youth of the state. National Test Agency has postponed the UGC NET December 2024 exam, which was scheduled on Wednesday. In a statement, NTA said it has received representations to postpone the UGC NET examination on account of Pongal, Makar Sankranti and other festivals on 15 January. The new date of the exam will be announced later. NTA said the examination scheduled on 16 January will be conducted as per the earlier schedule. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.